T-minus 16. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Why do you want a Greater X? Dan asked, looking at Tara through confused eyes.
What the hell is a Greater X?
Clark chimed in. Having been out of town when Phil bought his new collection and when Dan and the others found out about it, his confusion was all the greater. Too focused on Phil to have heard Dan's question, Tara waited for an answer. Clark waited for his answer too, but as he hadn't addressed it to anyone in particular, they all left it for each other.
They're in the car, Phil said.
Okay, so could you get one out of the car?
Tara requested. Phil upturned his palms and looked around the room for any clear objections.
Wait, Emma said. Tara, number one, you can't really think they're going to do anything, do you? And number two, even if it did, they're for adults. It would fall off her head. Number three, Phil, why do you even have them?
Investment, he replied, having to explain this to Emma since she'd been locked in her office preparing for Focus 2020 when he first spoke about it with Tara and Dan. But I already said I'd give you guys one. I just didn't know why those two wanted it.
Emma was satisfied with this and turned to Tara.
And you want it now because it's not for Piper, Tara replied. It's for me. I asked Leisha to bring me an uplifter and he said yes. I'm going to have the power while Dan's gone in case things don't go so good on New Kerguelen.
Why, quite simply, wasn't a strong enough word, so no one even asked. Clark in particular looked stunned by the news, while Dan and Emma immediately regretted encouraging Leisha to talk to Tara before he left.
Obviously, I hope it does go well, Dan,
Tara went on, filling a silence that was more oppressive to her than anyone else.
But we don't know if what you find on New Kerguelen will actually help. We don't know if they have a device that can remove her powers. You won't know until you get there and talk to the experts, and we have no idea how long you'll be gone for. Sure, last time we were pretty quick, but really, you don't know what kind of problems are going on up there. What if it's something terrible?
And what if I don't come back? Dan asked, making the implication explicit. Well, that could be even more terrible, couldn't it, if it means you're stuck with the powers too?
Tara rubbed her face in exasperation.
I don't care, Dan. Just like you don't care about the risk of going to New Kerguelen. You're going because it massively increases the chances of fixing Piper. But even if this increases my chance of being stuck with the powers by 100%, if it even 1% raises the chance of Piper being fixed, then it's 1,000,000% worth it. You don't have to do this, Tara,
Emma butted in.
But I appreciate it. Just cool the something terrible talk, okay? Don't even put that out there. Dan and Billy are going to go and they're going to come back and everything is going to be fine.
Yeah, Clark said. Seriously, why would you even think they might not?
Tara blew air from her lips and shrugged.
I don't, necessarily. I just think it makes sense to cover as many just-in-cases as we can. The messengers just found out that the air outside their shelter is fine, and the elders always told them it wasn't. So what does that mean? I don't know, you don't know, and we sure as hell don't know what they do or don't know right now. All I'm saying is, we should attack this problem from every angle, and Leisha bringing me the uplifters opens up a whole new angle. We'll know for sure if the Greater X works, and we can test anything Timo has been working on, too.
All eyes suddenly fell upon the Italian billionaire.
Which is less than I would like, he admitted. I was going to bring in Doug Parsons, you know, the police officer who was frozen to the spot on contact day, along with Clark. We wanted someone who'd had some kind of direct contact, so we could do scans and tests and all the things your government has done. And obviously, we weren't on actively cooperative terms with any of you, given all of the Godfrey-related animosity.
And when you say we, Dan said, pointing between Billy and Timo. Billy shook his head and laughed.
I actually talked him out of recruiting Parsons because of how bad it would look and how little use I thought he would have.
It's true, Timo said. Parsons was Alessandro's idea, but I'm not throwing him under the bus there. I approved it. Fortunately, we called it off before he made contact. As an aside, though, and I know this isn't the most pressing issue of the moment, but Dan, didn't Leisha tell you he didn't have an uplifter with him at the same time he told you his own abilities to understand human speech had been temporarily deactivated? If one of those things wasn't true...
Dan's eyes narrowed. It wasn't the most pressing issue, but it wasn't nothing. Tara, did he say where the device is?
China, she replied immediately. He said the human crew were brought back in one of the big motherships. It's still here, well, there, cloaked in the sky.
Dan nodded very firmly and turned to Timo. It was a good point, man, but Leisha has never lied to me, and he never will. Tara clapped her hands together.
So, Phil, about that Greater X?
He instinctively looked at Emma again for the kind of final permission he knew she regretted extending to Leisha minutes earlier. Seeing little harm in it now, she shrugged. Those old Greater X things have been getting a lot of Blitz coverage all of a sudden, Billy Kendrick mused. I know the inventor said something in an article, but is that really all there is to it? Geller looking for an angle to spin? Timo made a low-pitched hmm sound and tilted his head from one side to another, not quite shaking it.
There's always so much more going on with Blitz than meets the eye, he said. The fund that bought the parent company is deep into some real stuff. Arms, private security, pharmaceutical research, you name it. It's difficult to tell what's the usual profit-seeking and what has more to it than you might think, but I don't think they bought Blitz to make money. They bought an established distribution network for whatever kind of propaganda they want to put out there. Who better to put in place than Geller, a visible public face who looks like she's just chasing drama? But the types of drama aren't random. The research this fund is bankrolling could well be esoteric-type stuff, and we know there are other credible and publicly listed corporations who have openly stated that they're researching telepathic communication. Now that we know it's possible, it's an arms race among a certain type of investor and inventor. Why Blitz would whip up hysteria about the messengers and their powers when the fund might be bankrolling research into human applications of the same thing, I don't know. Diversion? Plausible deniability?
Why have you never told me any of this? Emma asked. Do you know these things, or are you speculating?
A little of each, Timo replied with a slight shrug. But Emma, before Billy's troubles in Turkey, when did you last answer one of my calls? I haven't uncovered anything tangible, and I thought you were completely out of the game. But in any case, we haven't exactly been friendly of late in the way we used to be.
This was certainly true, and Emma had as little desire to deny it as she would have lacked the ability had she wanted to. With Dan's necessary closeness to Godfrey, from the outside looking in at least, and with Timo's frequently outspoken criticisms of Godfrey's long-standing attempts to force the hands of relatively alien, cautious European governments, the McCarthy-Fiore relationship had been strained beyond its breaking point. Everyone was glad things were now back to being as cordial as they were, but it didn't look like anyone saw anything to apologize for. A few moments later, Phil Norris returned from his car with a bag in his hand, a scowl on his face, and several mumbled expletives tumbling from his mouth.
Damn agents sniffing around, he grunted. I reach my car and hear one of the agents. Everything okay in there? So I say, everything's always okay in Birchwood. Keep your distance and it'll stay that way. He lifts his phone and starts typing some shit, staring at me all the while.
Were they over the line? Clark asked, hurrying to the front window to look outside. But before he got there, so bright and sudden that its effect was just as amazing as the first time he ever experienced anything like it, a sensorily overwhelming flash emanating from the kitchen area stopped him in his tracks.